face it, we live in an era of conspicuous consumption. In fact, most economies are driven primarily by consumer spending. Slow that spending down and the economy slows. So governments around the world, well, they seem to be encouraging their people to spend up big. And haven't we obliged? We've become consumers par excellence. The things we've found to spend our hard-earned cash on, unbelievable. But whilst the dogma, the mantra, the fundamental belief system of consumerism promises so much, it delivers so little. I mean, when was the last time that something you bought gave you anything more than momentary, fleeting happiness? It promised so much, that thing. And sure, there was that rush of excitement when you brought it home. But just a few days, a few weeks, a few months later, it's just a thing. So let me ask you, as you look to the future, is the way you've been living your life thus far the way that you want to live out the rest of your days that you have left here on this earth? Are the things that you're aspiring to, the things that you've been working so hard for, the things that you've been sacrificing your life for, are they really worth it? Those may well be unsettling questions, but what's at stake here isn't just a bit of money, it's the rest of your life. And that's got to be worth something, right? Romans chapter 14, verse 17. In God's kingdom, what we eat and drink is not important. Here's what's important: a right way of life, peace, and joy, all from the Holy Spirit. It seems to me that way too many people, are sacrificing the really important things of life for the things that promise so much, yet deliver so little. What we eat, what we drink, where we live, what we drive, do those things really matter that much? Do they really make you happy? When you compare them to good living, right living, the incredible peace and joy that God pours into our lives through His Holy Spirit, does all that other stuff stack up? So let me ask you again, is this how you want to spend the rest of your life? Because beyond all that stuff, God's peace and joy are ready and waiting for you. It's God's word, fresh for you today.